This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
One person remains in the hospital this morning following a shooting last night. Police are still searching for the suspect. Just after 8 o'clock, Colorado Springs police responded to the 1200th block of Sandalwood Drive. There, officers found one person shot. Police described that person's wounds as serious but not life-threatening. Officers located several shell casings in the area. They say this does not appear to be a random act of violence. Operations at UCLA will resume on a limited basis after pro-Palestinian protests shut down the campus. School leaders canceled classes on Wednesday as demonstrations blocked many areas. More than 21 million Americans from Texas into Oklahoma are under flood alerts today. Alerts underwater in East Texas near Houston are forecast to see more rain and the threat of severe weather today into Monday. Houston area rivers reaching their highest level since Hurricane Harvey in 2017. This is as 2 to 5 more inches of rain is expected today. Officials warning the situation could get worse. First responders are using boats to rescue stranded residents. The Bluffs Film Festival is coming back to UCCS tonight. The festival is an annual celebration of Colorado filmmakers and their work. Dozens of volunteers were at Roseland Cemetery this weekend in Pueblo to map out the grave sites of all veterans buried there. The staff at Next Chapter, an organization that provides assistance to veterans, spreaded the effort. The goal was to use a combination of GPS coordinates and photos to catalog all veteran grave sites so the cemetery will have an accurate count of how many wreaths it'll need at Christmas or how many small flags it needs on July 4th. New developments this week in the Suzanne Morphew case. Her recently released autopsy confirmed the Chaffee County mother was killed by another person. According to the autopsy report, the coroner found multiple drugs in Suzanne Morphew's body when she died. KRDO 13 Investigates has learned two of those drugs are animal sedatives, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation found Suzanne's body in September in the shallow grave of Sawatch County. This week, the DEA could move to change marijuana from a Class 2 drug to Class 3, which could make sales easier here in the U.S. A Colorado Springs police officer was kicked in the groin while responding to a domestic disturbance call north of downtown. Officers responded to the call yesterday morning on North Nevada. Police say when they got there, they tried to arrest a woman identified as Melissa Vankin, but she resisted, reportedly kicking one of the officers in his thigh. Despite the pain, the two officers were able to arrest the woman. She's now facing misdemeanor charges for the original domestic violence complaint and a felony charge. This weekend, the Gold Hill community raised up their sleeves and got to work working on the Colorado Springs Fire Department to reduce their fire risk for National Wildfire Preparedness Day. It's a part of a national campaign encouraging communities to come together to share the responsibility of reducing wildfire risk. Volunteers got to work helping take down small or sick trees that could fuel future fires. People get to learn firsthand how to take care of the land and get to reap the benefits of everyone's hard work. Dozens of volunteers were at Roseland Cemetery this weekend in Pueblo to map out the grave sites of all veterans buried there. The staff at Next Chapter, an organization that provides assistance to veterans, spreaded the effort. The goal was to use a combination of GPS coordinates and photos to catalog all veteran grave sites so the cemetery will have an accurate count of how many wreaths it'll need at Christmas or how many small flags it needs on July 4th.
Temperatures a little chilly in the high 30s, low 40s across most of our lower lying areas along the I-25 corridor and out toward the eastern plains to get started this morning. We'll start to see winds ramp up in the afternoon, even higher than what we've seen over the last few days. We'll see some isolated gusts across the Songgrays and Wet Mountains as high as 60 miles per hour, although most widespread gusts are going to be right around 40 miles per hour. So while temperatures will be in the 70s and 80s, it's going to feel a lot cooler, and we'll also have some showers mostly across the high country. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.